Thank you, Madam Chair. Our submission will be on the board there behind you. Thank you very much for the. Thank you very much for the opportunity to present our problems here. What you must keep in mind is, from SAGA side, we represent the 278 municipalities in South Africa, and we support and welcomes the consideration of our previous comments on the bill as part of the redrafted bill, particularly in regard to sections 3 and 7. However, there's still some that need to be revisited, and we request you to take our comments into consideration in the interest of municipalities and the general public at large. I think what you must keep in mind is that these amendments assume roles and responsibilities for municipalities that require a certain level of human capacity and financial resources within municipalities. However, housing remains, and I would like to emphasize this, an unfunded mandate for municipalities. And the confusion about the exact role of municipalities in this matter remains an open discussion. Madam Chair, Mr. Boysen on my far right, left, he will do the presentation. And we have also with us Michelle Essink. She is an international advisor, seconded by the Vereniging van Nederlandse Gemeenten under the program funded by the Ministry of Interior. So we have their input here as well, and I would like you to listen to their input as such. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Apologies about that. We had sent our presentation a long time ago. Chair, in terms of our presentation, you'll notice in terms of the outline, we have introduction, comments, specifically on section 14 and 15 of the Principal Act, and then a conclusion. Madam Chair, we must point out that at SALGA, we are very grateful that the portfolio committee, when it redrafted the bill, took some of our comments into consideration, which I will go into later. And in the main, our comments are based on our previous submission to the department. In the submission, we seek to reinforce some of the comments that were considered by the portfolio committee when redrafting this bill. In particular, we are concerned and requesting the portfolio committee to reconsider our comments on section 14 and 15 in particular. Under section 14, the rationale behind the establishment of rental information offices is that the public must have access to the services of the rental housing tribunals. We agree and we support that. Considering that municipalities in general are seen by the public as a point of entry for all government services, this is indeed a logical step. However, this raises a number of questions as to what would happen if rental housing tribunals are not functioning effectively. Ultimately, municipalities will be held accountable for the failure of this unfunded mandate, as our Honorable Councillor mentioned. We are aware in the bill that establishment of RHTs is mandatory now. It's a must. It's not a may, as it was in the Principal Act. However, still, we believe that it's going to be difficult to monitor this and to implement this. We've seen it over a number of years since the promulgation of the Act. Madam Chair, we still wish to argue, as we did in our previous submission, that housing is still an unfunded mandate for municipalities, and as such, the mandatory establishment of the Rental Housing Information Offices is just another extension of this unfunded mandate. It is not all municipalities which will be able to combine the functions of the Rental Housing Information Offices with existing functions as it is proposed in the bill. Small and struggling municipalities do not even have sufficient resources to carry out their mandated functions, let alone an unfunded mandate. Madam Chair, the proposed addition of subsection 6 under section 3 of the Principal Act is welcome, which is one of the proposals we had made in the previous submission. However, we wish to argue that establishment of rental housing information officers at municipalities should not be obligatory. Therefore, you'll see, Madam Chair, under bullet 1 and 2, in terms of our proposals, under 1 we are saying it must not be mandatory for all municipalities. If it is to be mandatory, it should be for municipalities that have been assigned the housing function. So we move on to section 15 of the Principal Act. We acknowledge that the Minister of Human Settlements, in terms of the Housing Act, has the powers to establish and sustain and facilitate sustainable national housing development. However, under provisions of the Constitution, all levels of government are required to consult with organized local government, which is SALGA. However, consultation in the bill is only limited to MECs and the relevant parliamentary committees. Madam Chair, municipalities are an integral part of government, and it is the constitutional responsibility of both levels of government to consult SALGA in representing local government on key policy and legislative issues. It is therefore proposed that Section 15 of the Principal Act be amended further to stipulate that the Minister must also consult with organized local government in addition to the relevant parliamentary committees in every MEC.
I can feel now. That is SALGA is claiming center stage. Yeah. But yes, thank you very much, SALGA. But I think we appreciate your presentation, and as well as acknowledging the work that has been done by the portfolio committee. Otherwise, we considered all those submissions that were submitted before the committee, and we considered them very seriously. But on the issue of the national department, I think the department, I'm not going to give them the opportunity. I'm representing the department today. I know that they are taking SALGA very seriously. If during the provincial public hearings, because in our understanding they did the provincial public hearing, if there was an omission, I think I would apologize, but I think they've done so. But if they didn't, that would be an omission. But at the same time, SALGA, you are not lost. The fact remains that you are here. You are not lost, not at all. Because, for instance, there is an argument on this labor amendment bill. People are saying, no, we are not involved, but you are involved, because once you come before the portfolio committee in parliament, you are fully involved. But I'm not saying if there was an offsite, we are trying to ensure that it's happening. But on the issue of unfunded mandate, we all agree. But the issue here, municipalities, houses are built in the municipalities' geographical areas. We all agree on that one. Now, if you remember SALGA, in the last term, we have been emphasizing that all municipal offices must have a fully fledged human settlements office, because houses are built there. people will need to go there. And then we even said the provinces should assist to make sure that those offices are capacitated.
Thank you.
So here, this amendment is straightforward to say those municipalities that are accredited, there is no need to support them. But those municipalities that are not accredited, we know that each municipality, they do have a housing officer. They do have. So this is not something to put pressure on the municipalities. We're not trying to put pressure on the municipalities. But the department is going to monitor that situation, which, what is the situation? And we are saying this must be budgeted for. That is why the proposal from the portfolio committee says this must be aligned with a budget process. So that you can have composed out, no, it's not budgeted for. So the provinces should budget for these activities. So I think we need to at least to allay the fears of SALGA that this has been taken into consideration. The issue of effectiveness of the RHTs, I don't think, let's preempt that they are not going to be functional, because now we are trying to get a clean slate. Because the reason why they were not functional is because it was not mandatory. So abantu bebezenzela nje. But now once it is mandatory, definitely everybody is going to commit himself. So it is possible to allay fears from SALGA. And as this portfolio committee, we've got a responsibility. And we are serious. This committee is very serious. Department has now, we are taking the issues very, very seriously. Honorable members, can you just comment on these issues? Because at least they are agreeing in most areas. It's just only a couple of issues that they feel uncomfortable. Honorable Stole, and then thank you.
Chair, I think you've said it quite very clear when you said the issue that we are raising here is to make sure that this rental housing information officer is aligned to a budget. I think that is the bottom line. You see, we got to move beyond this issue of saying housing is an unfunded mandate in local government. There's quite a lot of grants that we allocate. I think for me the issue would be the under expenditure of those grants. I've got this one in particular that I'm always passionate about, the Rural Household Infrastructure Grant, for example. Rural municipalities will always say, yeah, but we've got, you know, a backlog in terms of basic services. But if you look at the expenditure of that grant, it's not being spent. In the previous financial year, it was only 20% of the 257 million spent. So, yes, I can understand some small district municipalities that might also cry foul. But the bottom line is there is an housing office there. So this does not mean that we must, you know, try to implement a new parallel system within a department. It's within the Department of Housing. All you need is just someone who knows something about rental housing, who would advise the people. But in terms of provinces, the provinces should have a provincial rental tribunal. I think, you know, it goes without saying. So, yes, we will definitely have to look at the issue of capacity and budget. And your public participation in terms of SALGA, I think it's non-questionable. It should be there. Thanks, Chair.
I think, Chair, I have been covered because my concern was the type of grant, because sometimes they don't use those grants.
Thank you, Chairperson. I might now just a bit repeat, but I do agree with my colleague, Member Mukhalapa. in terms of the unfunded mandates for municipalities. And Jefferson, I also think that you have addressed in your comments. I just want to say that maybe, you know, having been at local government, all these mandates do come. It is sent to local government. It is unfunded. However, local government must then answer on why is this not done and why is that not done and not having the funds. So I think that I like the idea of Councillor Nitlang bringing under our attention today that SAGA is going to debate this, and I think that it should be a wide debate, and if possible that we are informed about this debate and we can all participate because we all have constituencies. Then on the other hand, I also want to say that between provincial government and national government, we really have to address the unfunded mandates, because the responsibility we put over to the municipality. However, we must ensure that monitoring, coordination, and evaluation takes place so that we can ensure that the money that is needed by local government for these unfunded mandates is actually being looked at. So it's the same as with the CDWs, for instance. The CDWs is also rolled out at local government level. However, it is provinces' responsibility, but local government have to take care of the process. So maybe better coordination and encouragement of how to link processes within the spheres of government, I think communication is maybe one of the options other than having the debate. So I absolutely support the fact that there's a call from SAP on the unfunded mandate that they're sitting with, having to roll out maybe the RHIOs.
Thank you. Charmaine, are you comfortable? Okay. I think the issue of a function, a delegated function, is undebatable. If we need to say a delegated function should be followed by resources and capacity, that's all. That is the bottom line. So the issue of coordinated resources, it also assists here. We have got one government. That's not government, I mean. One government, we have got one source of resources, which is budget from Parliament to the national department. And the human settlements is not a standalone function. So the coordination, it's very crucial. So I think it's undebatable, that one. Otherwise, SAGA, we are very much appreciating. You are also welcome. You know that. We still have a long way to go with yourselves. So sanoba ngaphanqa. Khaphakane Parliament. Yeah, yes, yeah. He parliamentarized an officer. You know, whenever we have meetings, he's always there. But we need you guys now. This morning, Nina. Engage us. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam Chair. All I can say is be very cool, Sisi.
Yes.
Chair, we are very grateful for the comments. And I know what I'm going to raise now is not for the committee today in terms of the municipal accreditation program. You know, hence we've been arguing and saying accelerate it so that we don't have these issues. You know, but Chair, in a nutshell, we're grateful.
We want to accelerate it on condition that the municipalities do have the capacity. We can't just sneak and dish out. Because we have got a problem of the municipalities that were accredited. That were accredited. They came before us and confirmed that no, it collapsed. So what do we do? Councillor, I won't agree with you on this one.
Sifuna abantu aba competent.
Okay, is that it? Is that it?